David Goggins is everywhere right now, and I mean everywhere. He's on social media. He's in bookstores. He's in interviews. He's on podcasts. And it would not surprise me if there is a movie in the future coming out about David Goggins in a theater near you. That is literally where he is right now. And it's kind of turned into to a point where everyone's beginning to make memes, and he has four specific sayings that you keep hearing all the time. If you don't know who David Goggins is a retired Navy SEAL. He is an ultra marathon runner, having run 50 mile, 100 mile, even the Moab 240 mile race. It's unbelievable what he does. And he is also a two-time New York Times bestselling author of both Can't Hurt Me and Never Finished, which are two books that I highly, highly recommend. He is an absolute inspiration for me. He's someone that I follow religiously. He is fantastic. But a lot of people think that he's a little overboard, that he's a little bit too much, and that they can't really relate to the fact that, number one, he's a Navy SEAL. He's gone through Hell Week three times in Navy SEAL training. The fact that he does these ultra marathons, he runs hundreds of miles, and people are like, I just can't relate to that. But I want to break David Goggins down a little bit, or specifically some of the things that he says, because there is so much value and so much importance to what he is saying. It is way too good to pass up. So are you ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go. Hey everyone, what's going on? I'm Mike Fancher, and welcome to this episode of the MindFit Method Podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I am so excited, and I really hope you guys got the opportunity to listen to last week's episode. Last week's episode was with Joel Crandall, who is the founder and creator of the Voila Method, which is just an unbelievable thing that really dives into the world of managing pain, using kinesiology to enhance performance. It was an unbelievable episode. I hope you guys got to listen to it, and I hope you guys got to check out Joel, because what he's doing is amazing for people everywhere. All right, now on to this week's episode, and specifically the Chronicles of David Goggins. David Goggins is just incredible. I don't know if you've ever seen him on social media. I mean, he's literally everywhere right now. He at one point held the pull-up record. I believe he did about 4,000 pull-ups in 24 hours. He's run 100 mile, 170 mile, 50 mile, 240 mile races. It's unbelievable what the man does. It truly is incredible. And because he's so incredible, because he's literally to a point there where he's like a legend, he's a superhero status at this point. I've had someone the other day say to me, you know what, there's nothing that the man says that resonates with me at all, because he does all these things that I don't do. And the person that was actually telling me this is someone who literally said to me, the most running I do is go from the couch to the refrigerator to, you know, get something out of it. It was, you know, no relation whatsoever, no connection, really wasn't feeling it. And it really made me think about, it's not the fact that he's a Navy SEAL. It's not the fact that he runs these 100-mile races. It's not the fact that he's a two-time New York Times bestselling author. It's his specific message. And it's the fact, not that he's putting himself on a pedestal and saying, look at me, look what I can do. What he's really saying is that I've learned to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. I've learned to deal with stress, with pain, with anxiety, with doubting myself, all of those things. And I'm telling you right now, guys, when I look at the world that we live in today, that is exactly what we need. And I'll tie it right back to my book, The Dopamine Intervention, because as I've said before, there's a complete and total lack of resilience in the world today. This lack of resilience has caused division in our country. It's literally caused a point where, you know, we have two political parties that say they hate each other. We have a point now, this is scary to say, we have a point now where people can't have a debate without thinking that they hate each other, or if someone doesn't think like them, that there must be hate, they must be anger. It's insane right now. And this, being able to deal with these stressors, being able to deal with having to be resilient and being comfortable in uncomfortable or even painful situations is the message that David Goggins is talking about. And really today, I wanted to break down the four quotes that David Goggins is probably most known for. The four quotes, and I'll just get them out of the way right now, then we're going to break them down one by one. The four quotes are, who's going to carry the boats? And I know all of you right now that know David Goggins. You're probably smiling. Then you've got Who's Going to Carry the Logs. Then you've got Stay Hard. And then you've got You Don't Know Me, Son. Those are the four quotes that he says all the time. But I want to break down these quotes for you a little bit and maybe show that they may actually relate very, very well in your life right now, especially if you're going through a hard time, if you're struggling with something, or if you're trying to achieve a goal, you're trying to achieve a milestone in your life, and it's difficult, it's hard. This is exactly the inspiration. I hate using the word inspiration, and even David Goggins hates using, he actually said in his book, you know, he doesn't want this to be motivating. He just wants to show you what you're capable of. And that's exactly what we're going to dive into today. So let's kick off right out of the gate with one of the ones that he says after every one of his, you know, Facebook videos or Instagram videos, TikTok, whatever, he says, stay hard. What does he mean by that? He's actually not talking about being the ripped and chiseled person that he is. What he's talking about is staying mentally hard, staying to the point where you are like an impenetrable wall, where things don't bother you. And if they do bother you, you're able to manage that stress. You're able to manage the anxiety, manage the doubt, manage the fear, whatever it is. That's what he's talking about by staying hard. It's not just being able to go out there and run 100 miles. And I think that's what so many people are mistaken right now when they see David Goggins in these, you know, social media videos or shorts or reels or whatever they are. They're thinking, oh, he's just telling you, you got to stay hard. You got to stay tough. You got to stay in perfect shape. And he sounds like a drill sergeant almost, but that's not what he's getting to. His stay hard is about staying impenetrable, letting things roll off of you, or using the things that he says or that people say about you as fuel. And I'll give you an incredible example. And this is something taking it to the extreme. So this is not something I recommend you doing, but I want to give you an example of just how David Goggins takes uncomfortableness, takes criticism, takes, you know, people hating him even. I mean, look, racism is still by far everywhere today, right? David Goggins is no different. And in his books, he actually talks about how often he, I guess you could say, gets confronted with racism and also how he deals with it. But this is something that he does. And again, I know this is extreme, but this is showing what a person, what a mindset has the ability and is capable of doing. So as famous as David Goggins is, he also has a lot of haters, right? As in any celebrity today, the more famous you get, you have people that love you, you have people that hate you. David Goggins is no different. So what does he do to deal with that? David Goggins actually collects all of the nasty things, the hateful things that people say about him or they comment on his videos. He then reads them out loud to himself and records them. And then that's what he listens to when he's out running. He listens to the people talking down on him, the people that doubt him, the people that think he's actually nothing. And he fuels himself with that. What he's doing is just as he conditions his body in order to be able to run a 100-mile race, he is conditioning his mind, or as he calls it, callousing his mind. Just like the callus that you get on your hands, that is the calluses that he's building up in his mind so that things don't bother him. And his reasoning for it is so important because life is what it is, right? We try to control life. We try to make sure we have an understanding of what our days are going to look like. But in the end, we know darn well that there's very few things that we can actually control in life. And there could be things that come at us that we never see coming. And his point is, if your mindset, if your mind itself is calloused, if you stay hard and you keep your mind hard and you keep your mind resilient, then what you are going to be able to do is you're going to be able to react appropriately. You're going to be able to endure. You're going to be able to go through those situations and be able to thrive. Even when life comes at you and it throws a side hook, it throws something you never saw coming at you. That's what David Goggins is talking about when it's about staying hard. It's not just having rock hard six pack abs like David Goggins does. That's not the point. It's not being able to go and run 100 miles. But what he's saying is you can callous your mind to be able to do anything that you want to do. That's what you have the ability to do. Even if you think you can't, If you practice it enough, if you work yourself and build your mind up and your mindset up, you have the ability to do that. Which goes right into his next saying, which is, who's going to carry the logs? Right now, in Navy SEAL training, the Navy SEAL cadets and the soldiers that are going through Hell Week, they have these logs that they have to carry. They push them up over their head from one shoulder to the other. Often they do it as a group or as a pair, something like that. Sometimes they're doing it on their own. So what does it mean then if we're not Navy SEAL cadets, if we're not trying to go through Hell Week, why do we have to think about who's carrying the logs? But let me tell you something. The logs are a lot more than physical pieces of wood. The logs are our specific burdens that we carry every day. You know, a few episodes ago, I had an incredible interview with a teacher who was talking about how we don't know the baggage or the weights that, in her case, students were coming to school with. We have no idea what they're facing every day. And you know yourself better than anybody else. You know the burdens that you're carrying. You know the struggles that you're going through at that moment. You know the weights that you're carrying around on your shoulders that you're doing your best not to show to anybody else. And how do you do that? How do you keep them to yourself? How do you make it through the day when you're carrying all these burdens? It's because you're building up your resilience, right? You're staying hard. And this is exactly what he's talking about. Who's going to carry the logs? You are. You're carrying already your own logs every single day. You have to. It's the only way you make it through the day. And you may do it and no one else knows what it is because those logs aren't physical logs. No one else can see them, but you know you're there. You can feel the weight of them and you're trying to push through the day no matter what stressors you're going through, what emotional toll is going on in your life right now, you are pushing through. So when we talk about, you know, does David Goggins have anything in common with me? David Goggins has his own logs that he carries. And if you read his books, you understand that he had an incredibly difficult and just beyond abusive childhood. His father used to beat him to the point where he would bleed and couldn't go to school for days. And he yet had to move forward. He, all the way back then, was carrying the logs. He was carrying his own burdens because he had to, and he had to keep moving forward. Or, if you think about it, he had one other choice, right? If he wasn't going to carry his logs, he'd wind up dead. He would be dead because he could not continue to go forward. And that's what he's talking about, the burdens that we carry. So again, all of us have burdens. Some are a lot heavier than others. Some are barely there, but we all have them. So when he's talking about who's going to carry the logs, what he's saying to you is who's carrying your burdens, and he's reminding you that you are and that you can. Because you stay hard, because you stay resilient, you can carry your own burdens. Now, quite often before he says who's going to carry the logs, he does it with one of his most famous things, which is who's going to carry the boats. Come on. If any of you guys know David Goggins right now, you have to be smiling, right? I hear my kids say it to me now. I say it to my kids when we're running. Who's going to carry the boats? We say it downstairs when we're in our gym downstairs and we're working out. Who's going to carry the boats? So if we're already carrying the logs, we're already carrying the burdens, what are we talking about with boats? Okay, if you don't have a boat, if you don't live on a lake, if you don't live near an ocean, what is he talking about carrying the boats? Well, here's the thing with the boats. The boats can't be carried by more than one person, right? They're carried with a team. And there may be people in those boats. So the boats represent the people that you are trying to support their burdens as well as yours. Okay. And he talks quite a bit in his book about how he would often put himself in the front of the pack when it came to carrying the boats, because the front of the boat was actually the heaviest portion of the boat. And, you know, in the middle of the boat, you have the guys on the ends that are kind of holding it up for you, the girls on the ends that are holding it up for you. But on the front of the boat, it's as heavy as it's going to get. Right. And he's talking about carrying those burdens for others. So maybe it's your family and you're carrying the burdens right now that you have for your family, whether it's to provide for your family, whether it's emotional support for your family, whatever it may be, you're carrying those boats. You have to. But maybe it's not even family related. If you're a leader, if you're in a business and you're leading a team, right? You're carrying the boat for your team. Your team's carrying it with you, but you got to take that point. You got to take the front and you're carrying that boat. It's not just about you. You're already carrying your own logs. But when it comes to the boats, you're carrying it for others too, not just for you. And I know so many people out there that applies to them just as much as carrying their own logs, because their parents, their grandparents, their significant others, their maybe siblings, their friends of people who are struggling right now, and you're trying to do something to carry the boats for them. So that is where carrying the boats comes from. And it is, and even in this situation, oftentimes other people around you don't know you're carrying a log, and they certainly don't know you're carrying the boats. They don't know what's going on. We live in an Instagram perfect world today, right? Where everyone's life looks so freaking perfect on Instagram. But we know for the people that we're close with, that we communicate with, that there's a lot of logs and there's a lot of boats out there being carried by a lot of people that are doing everything that they can to not have their knees buckle out from underneath them and to keep pushing forward. And that's exactly what David Goggins is talking about. Who's going to carry the boats and who's going to carry the logs? And while all three of those sayings are some of my favorites of all time right now, I say them all the time, there's something about the last one that really rings true. And this is probably the most important one for everybody. Because if you are carrying boats, if you are carrying logs, if you're trying to stay hard, you're trying to stay resilient, his last quote is, "You don't know me, son." What is he saying that? And he'll say it while he's lifting. "You don't know me, son. You don't know me, son." What does that mean? And I'm going to tell you right now. You don't know how much you are capable of doing. You don't know how much you are capable of enduring. And it is a lot more than what you think you can. You can push through. But there are those times where you're just like, "I don't know if I can take another step. I don't know if I can go any further." And what he's saying when he says that is, you don't know me. You don't even know yourself as to how far you can push. And you've got to find how far you can push. One of the amazing things in his books, David Goggins talks about the 40% rule. The 40% rule is similar to a governor in an engine. So a governor prevents an engine from hitting too many RPMs so that the engine actually blows up. It keeps it sustained at a certain level so you can't push it beyond a certain amount. A great example would be, you know, if you buy a Honda Civic, there is a max speed of that Honda Civic. It has a governor in it. It's only going to let you go so fast. Right? And our bodies and our minds have their own governors, right? Those governors are, "I'm not going to push too hard. I want to stay safe. I want to stay secure. I don't want to push harder than I think I possibly can." And we think when we hit that governor that we're at running at 100%. How many times have you heard this saying, "Oh, I did this at 110%. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. No one works at 110% because 100% is maxed out. That's it. It wasn't until things like extra credit started in school that all of a sudden you get a grade that's higher than 100, which never made sense to me in the first place, but it's something that, you know, started many, many years ago. But this is really saying, how far can I go? And you push to your max and then you push a little bit more. And Ed Milet, if you ever listen to his podcast, is great. He has a saying called plus one. So whatever you're going to do, you're going to make sure it happens and then you do it plus one. So if your child is away at college and you promise yourself that you're going to call them once each week, you're going to call your parents once each week, do it and do it one more time. If you're going to hit 10 reps in the gym, do it and then do one more. Right? Then hit 11. It proves that you can push beyond what you think you can do. And that's exactly what David Goggins is talking about. What he's talking about, "You don't know me, son," means you don't know how much I can take. You don't know how much I can do. And the you, when I say that, "you don't know," I'm talking about yourself. You yourself don't know how much you can do. You don't know how much you can take. But whatever it is, it's more than what you think it is. And that's what he's talking about. Those four sayings: stay hard, who's going to carry the logs, who's going to carry the boats, and "you don't know me, son," probably apply to 99% of the people that I know today, because we're all going through something. And for so many of us, we do a damn good job at making sure that we don't show it, right? So people don't know the logs, the boats that we're carrying. We don't even know how much we can take sometimes, yet we push through. It's not just that David Goggins has this inspirational or motivational side to him. There's so much reality in what he's saying, and we all face these things every day. So if you get a chance, if you enjoy reading, or even if you like the audiobooks, which are also fantastic, check out David Goggins' books. Again, they are Can't Hurt Me and Never Finish. They are fantastic. Check out some of his podcast interviews that are online. They are amazing. And I have a special treat coming up for you guys in the next episode, because I'm going to actually interview Jamie Kelsey, who is working towards her pro bodybuilding card. And she's actually going to talk about how she applies David Goggins' sayings, quotes, and inspiration to her life to go from rebuilding her life to the bodybuilding champion that she's becoming today. So I can't wait for you guys to see next week's episode. Hey, everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and got a little taste of David Goggins for you. I am so looking forward to this Thursday's episode with Jamie Kelsey. I hope you guys will check it out. So stay driven, and until next time.